Hey, hey, now welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Well, 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 here on the Millionaires Roundtable, we are always, always looking forward to having a discussion around the foundation for building wealth, and that is home ownership. So I would not be doing my job if I did not have an opportunity to speak with someone who is not just working to help people in the home ownership space globally, but he is a community home lending advisor. Mr. Bryant Wingood has been proudly serving clients at the Chatham Village Chase branch since 2020 and has 12 years of experience in home lending. He has experience with conforming loans, jumbo mortgages, condo, co-op lending, FHA and VA mortgages, and low to moderate income lending programs. And the reason why I say globally is because we, of course, know Chase is a global firm that helps people everywhere. But I'm always so excited to be able to have an opportunity to talk to you right here in Chicago, Chi-Town, my hometown. So without further ado, I am going to welcome Mr. Bryant Wingood to the roundtable. Welcome, Bryant.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today. It's a pleasure to speak on behalf of both Chase and my profession. So thank you for sharing your time with me.
Yes, absolutely. You know, as I took a look at and had an opportunity to get to know a little bit more about your particular expertise, as I move around the country, if you will, in some communities, I'm able to talk more about single family homes. In other communities, I'm able to talk about multifamily properties. In other communities, there are different, I would say, different demographics, depending on where you go. Right here in Chicago, we have a little bit of it all. And the beautiful thing is you're here to talk to us about it from the perspective of having just a diverse background. So here's what's happening right now, Bryant. As you know, there are plenty of online resources that help break down the pros and cons of owning a home. More Americans are renters now than at any time in the past 50 years. With these changing statistics, many people are asking, do I buy a home? If so, how do I make it happen? Buying a home is a huge decision, as we know, that should not be taken lightly. So, Bryant, my first question or the first area I want to delve into with you here is we know that this is a big decision for many people. Where's a good place, Bryant, to start the discussion?
Well, you know, most folks just want to dive into the money side of buying a home first. But there's a whole emotional aspect of buying a piece of property. And I think that's more like a lifestyle phase than a can I afford it phase. And we always have to introduce that emotional part first. It's not for everybody today. You know, should everybody buy a home? Maybe, maybe not. That's very, very personal. But your current lifestyle, are you the buyer? Are you ready for that long-term commitment? Because you've got to make that commitment to yourself, to your job, to your family. You have to answer that question first. Am I ready for the commitment? You know, where do I want to settle down? Do I want a long commute? Do I want a short commute? Do I want to just go downstairs or go upstairs and be in my office? I used to complain when I lived on the East Coast, my commute was only 5 minutes. And the reason I complained was because between the stressful day at work and the time I got to pick up my kids, I had 5 minutes of breathing. And my wife had that lovely commute where she would sit on a bus from Manhattan to Northern New Jersey and nobody called her name. And I was jealous, but the commute was important. So if you have to know who you are as an individual to identify where you want to buy a house, do you want to buy a house? Is it supposed to be a house or a condo or a townhouse? And then there are the aspects of employment. I'm a teacher. You know, teachers get paid 9 months out of 12. Should I put myself under the duress of trying to save on a regular basis so I can make sure I make my mortgage payments? I don't know. That's up to you. That's a personal statement. You mentioned the different demographics of Chicago. I have met more older first-time home buyers in this market than they've ever met before. And some of these buyers want to leave something for their children, and they're choosing to make it a house, which I think is fantastic. You know, so there are lots of emotional aspects to go into before you consider buying a house from the financial side. Your lifestyle depends on, you know, that plays a huge part in your readiness to buy a home. And these questions that we ask up front, no matter what question you ask, they're not comprehensive because it is all about you. If you live in a neighborhood that's two blocks from the lake and three blocks from the library and four blocks from your grocery store and a block and a half from public transportation, but the only residential housing that's there is rental, you might stay renting for a while because these are things that you appreciate and that you love in life. And you may not be able to ever afford a house that's in that location, but you love the lifestyle of living under those parameters.
And this is, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you there. Go on and finish your statement.
No, because it's, to me, it's, my mom used to say, location, location, location. And buying a house and smashing it with your lifestyle helps to identify your neighborhood and your location. So,
yes. No, this is so good. I remember making the decision similar to the decision that you made, but I moved from one community to another community, and that community had a better school district. So mm-hmm. I was able to pull my kids out of private school and send them to school for free. I was also able to pull them out of cheerleading and dance that I was paying for and put them in the free cheerleading at the free school, the free dance at the free church.
I'm noticing a theme here.
Yeah, everything was free, okay? Everything had to come with the package that I had already paid for, and that was the home that I bought. And we changed churches because my church used to be a 55-minute drive or an hour drive during traffic, and church was two blocks away, school was two blocks away, good friends, everybody was about two blocks away. Even if you needed to go to Walgreens or CVS, everything was, in almost walking distance. So these kinds of decisions and the lifestyle that you need to lead, that is also in alignment with the money that you have available to spend on the lifestyle. These are all really, really good things. And I heard you when you said, Bryant, you had the 5-minute commute. I think if I were you, I would have just gone on and maybe taken some time and gone to the coffee shop for about an hour and a half. Spent like $5 on a cup of coffee. $5 isn't a big price to pay for peace of mind, but it's so interesting. Thank you so much for sharing this perspective. But these are all things that we have to think about. I'm Lynn Richardson, and guess what? Your Jordan year is coming. That's right. 2023 is the year for you to win with your money. That's why New Wealth University is here to help you achieve the American dream. So this Cyber Monday, I am providing 50% off everything. My books, classes, webinars, coaching programs, and masterclasses, including the Recession Proof Masterclass, 10 Steps to Thriving During a Recession. Why? Because I'm not in a recession, and you shouldn't be either. So I want you to create multiple streams of income, start a home-based business, get your credit in order, buy your first home, and now is the time for you to become a gold, platinum, or diamond member at New Wealth University.
For more information, go to asklynn.org.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Let me ask you this.
Yes.
We've covered lifestyle considerations. What are the financial considerations of buying versus renting?
Before you even apply for a mortgage, what's that line? You should be ready so you don't have to get ready. You should be ready for that mortgage. And the first thing about that is the credit score. And we see commercials on TV and we see all these things, monitor your credit, look at your credit. And what does that mean? Most people don't understand in depth what your credit score means. let alone, you know, how to improve it or what to improve, because some improvements aren't as useful as others. Do you know what the bank is looking for when they pull your credit? You have to have a conversation with your lender to understand what your credit score means to them and it means to you. I think that's the most important thing. After credit, you have income. Is your income stable? So those of us that have pensions and annuities and Social Security and things that are stable, that's a wonderful place to be because you don't have to consider the ebbs and flows of income. You don't have to even consider whether the income is going to be there next month or not. You know, when you have income that's stable, consistent, that takes a lot of the pressure off of considering purchasing a home. How much debt do we have? There's good debt, there's bad debt. What about a car? You need a car. I had a client one day that was late on her mortgage payment. And because she was late, she couldn't refinance. And I said, you know, I asked her, what happened? She says, well, I had to choose between paying my car note off or the mortgage. And if she didn't pay the car note, then the car gets repossessed and she doesn't get to go to work. She doesn't get to go to work. She can't make the mortgage payment. She paid the car note and we couldn't refinance. And, you know, that was the choice she had to make. So debt's very, very important. You have student loan debt. That's increasing issues for both parents, grandparents, and children. Yeah. Because some children are going to the grandparents and saying, hey, grandma, grandpa, can you co-sign on my student loan? And of course, they love you to death because they're cute. And grandpa, grandma say yes. And invariably, when grandma or grandpa have to refinance for their own personal reasons, they're saddled with student loan debt that doesn't even belong to them. That's raising its ugly head more often than we would like to, than we would like it to. There's a finance question. How much house can I afford? Now, there are two sides to that statement. The side that the lender chooses, you make X amount of dollars and you can afford this arbitrary number, $300,000 house, and that's the maximum house you can buy. And the buyer says, wow, that's great. They go and they spend this $300,000 in a house. Unfortunately, they're not eating saltines for the rest of the year.
Right.
Right question, in many cases, how much can you afford per month? And then we'll go backwards and see how much house that buys you. Because if you do it that way, you now get to say, that doesn't buy me the neighborhood I want, or it doesn't buy me the house I want. And now you get to make that educated decision on either where you live or how much of your income would you like to spend on housing. And those questions are more important than almost any other question you're going to ask when you're sitting in front of your lender. You know, whether you have money for the down payment, you know, there are grants and there are parents and there are, you know, there are other ways to get resources, but you have to consider most often the neighborhood you want to live in and then the lifestyle you want to live in after you purchase that piece of property. You know, after you get a mortgage, you know, there are other financial considerations of, you know, down payment and interest rate and the type of loan I want to secure and all those things. But in my mind, once you've identified the lifestyle you want to live after you purchase the house and the neighborhood you want to live in when you purchase the house, those dictate so many of the terms and conditions when you buy that house.
Yeah, let me tell you, this is golden. And I want to add something to what you said, because of course, everybody wants to put a lot of energy and attention around the credit score. And what a lot of people don't realize is even if you're charging your credit cards and you're paying them off every month, that balance that shows up on your statement is reflected in your credit score. So if you are charging your credit card with the full intention of paying it off, pay it off before the end of this, of that statement, period. Because if you wait until you get the bill to pay it off, when you go to Mr. Bryant to get your credit pulled, they're going to see all these high balances and it literally could knock off 50, 60, 70, 80 points off of your credit score. So I would even say, you know, I have a second comment regarding that, regarding the client that you had who paid her car note instead of paying her mortgage. I tell everybody, and I have been saying this for over two decades, if you get in financial trouble, Do not pass go. Do not collect $200 like they tell you in Monopoly. Don't even call your financial advisor. Call your mortgage professional. The mortgage person is the first person you call when you get into trouble. Because depending on when you make that call, and depending on whether or not you have a 30-day late on that credit report, your mortgage professional may be able to refinance you. Depending on the terms of your refinance, you may be able to skip a payment altogether, and sometimes even two, depending on the kind of loan. And it may be able to be timed out within the capacity that you find yourself if you find yourself in a financial difficulty or some kind of situation. And then the third thing that I would say to what you just said, Bryant, which is so important, how much do you want to spend on a mortgage? I would even say to people, especially if you're a first-time home buyer, you really don't know what life is like after home ownership. Mm-hmm. You don't really know. You have an idea. Something may break down, especially in a community like Chicago with the rough winters. You never know how that cold can impact one of your appliances or something to that effect. One of the guidelines, just a soft, gentle guideline. And again, you said it so eloquently, Bryant. There really is no right or wrong. It's up to you. But I say, perhaps you want to stay somewhere around 1/4 of your take-home pay. I know people who they have to take a whole check and another check just to pay the mortgage. They only get paid twice a month. So they're only left with a certain amount of dollars, and they got to figure out how they're going to eat, how they're going to take care of that health club subscription, how they're going to pay for childcare and all of those things. So you gave us so much to think about. But what I want everybody to leave with, the first person you call is the mortgage professional, even before you get in the process of buying a home, so that you can assess some of your behaviors and some of the things that may be happening that otherwise could be handled if you got some help fast.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You've seen me on Good Morning America, The Breakfast Club, and WVON. I'm so excited about sharing with you the Home Buyers Club. It's time for you to get the home of your dreams. No credit, no problem. Low credit, no problem. No down payment, no problem. I am excited about you getting a piece of the American dream. Join the Home Buyers Club today.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. So this is really great. So excited here. Let me ask this question. Are there any other hidden costs to home ownership?
Hidden costs. There are no hidden costs to home ownership. There are other costs that we just don't think about. You know, the first costs that come to mind, of course, are down payment, the monthly mortgage, the property taxes, the homeowner's insurance, and even mortgage insurance. All those are covered at great depth by your lender. So none of those are a surprise. You know, down payment, insurance, homeowners, and property tax, none of those are a surprise. When you rent, repairs and maintenance tend to be covered by your landlord or a property management company. And then you have trash and water and electricity and some other things that are covered as part of your rent. As a homeowner, you get the mortgage, you get the taxes, you get the insurance. Now, the repairs and maintenance are your responsibility. The lawn care, your responsibility. The snow removal, yours. Electricity, water, those are yours. We don't take that into consideration when we set up our budget or our payment plans after we buy a piece of property. There are alarms that people add to their property. Those count. You know, and we're not even talking about things like life insurance, because that matters. We also don't consider a household savings plan. If you know you have a roof and a garage and a few other big ticket items, you should probably consider a separate savings plan that just you just dump in at the minimum $50, $100 a month just to go towards housing. so that when the hot water boiler goes, so that when in 10 years the roof needs some repairs, you don't have to sit there and look at your savings account that's been depleted by life and then say, uh-oh, I don't have enough money to fix these things. Yes, you do. It's in your house savings plan. And that's a discipline. That's a mindset. You know, there are no surprises when you're prepared. And if you have this discipline to set aside money just for those pieces that are big ticket items, homeowners will be okay. But when you have to call me and say, hey, we need to refinance because it's a housing issue, the roof, the boiler, the windows, what have you, that's something you could have taken care of with that little monthly savings plan. So I say that's a hidden cost. That's probably the only hidden cost associated with home ownership is the small savings plan. Other than that, you see everything up front. You know it's there. You just have to make sure you address it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Wow, this is really, really a great, you know, this, of course, if you think about, hey, I want to buy a home. It sounds like a great idea. I have children. I want them to have a backyard to play in. I want a place during the holidays. But this really gives us a very grounded, but also it feels safe and it feels comfortable. Some questions that we can ask ourselves, not to talk ourselves into or out of buying a home, but to really just be truthful with what it is and understand the realities of it and then make the best decision from there, which leads me to my next question, Bryant.
Yes.
Let's talk pros and cons. Can you give us a few examples for each of buying versus renting?
Okay, sure. Let's go with home ownership. The pros of buying a home. As you pay down your mortgage every month, you build equity in the home. Equity is like a savings plan. It's great. And every time you make that payment, you're putting a little bit more money into your pocket. Some people like to use the equity for college tuitions or vacations or home improvements later or whatever financial goals they have. When I was a kid, it was always the goal to live mortgage-free when you retired because that gave you the greatest gap between your income in your living expenses. So when you lived mortgage-free, all you had to do is pay for property taxes and homeowners insurance. And buying a home gives you that opportunity, gives you that flexibility. It's nice to have the choice to spend your equity, but it's also nice to live free and clear. It's nice to have to not have that residential payment. And I think that's one of the biggest pros to home ownership. Are there cons to home ownership? Of course. There's a large financial commitment in the beginning to purchasing a piece of property. And that financial commitment, I think, like I stated earlier, was about making that 30-year commitment to that lender, to that bank, to yourself, to your employer, to your family. And not everybody is prepared for that type of commitment. 30 years is a long time. There are expenses that go along with your owning homes, and sometimes they just get to be too much. Some of the most beautiful homes in Chicago are very, very old. And if you ever look at, you know, the slate roof and saying at one time you have to replace that, you're going to cry. It's a beautiful roof. I love looking at it. But if that were my roof and someone said, okay, it's time to replace that with what have you, you know you're going to cry. It's expensive. It's very, very expensive. And you don't want to have to take out a loan to do so. But the cons of owning that house happens to be that roof. I still like living near the lake, but at some point in my life, I might want that to change. You can't move your house. It's very, very easy to change your landlord. It's a lot more difficult to move your house. So once you made that commitment to that house and that location, you know, it's not a forever home, but you're kind of wed to it for a while, and not everybody likes that, that relationship. Renting. There's a much smaller financial commitment to renting, and that's a pro. There are no upfront costs. There's no maintenance. There are no repairs. You get to call the super or the property manager, and they get to take care of many of the issues that arise. That can be very stress-free. That's a pro. I mean, less stress is always a pro to everybody. You can move your rental property whenever you want to. If your family grows, then you don't have to buy a house. You just have to get a bigger apartment. That's pretty cool. There are pros to renting. The other side of that is you're not building any equity. you're building great equity for your landlord, but you're doing nothing financially for yourself. You don't get any tax benefits. The landlord could sell and say, okay, you know, time for you to go because I've sold this house. You know, it's done with me. I'm done with it. And now you're on the outside looking in. You can't move on your own terms. That can be stressful to some people as well because they lack that control over their living space. See, I love neighborhood. I love location. And many people say, if you're paying arbitrary number $1,500 a month in rent, you should be buying a house. If I'm paying $1,500 a month in rent, the first question that will always come up is, can I afford to buy a house in the neighborhood that I love for $1,500 a month? Frequently, that answer is no. Because if I like a neighborhood, there's some neighborhoods in New Jersey, Hoboken, that look over the water. They look over the Hudson River. They're gorgeous. It might cost $2,500 a month for 500 square feet, but you have location. And you, someone's going to say, hey, if you're spending $2,500 a month, you should buy a house. You can't buy a house in Hoboken for $2,500 a month. Pros and cons, renting, buying, you get to weigh what's most important to you at any point in your life. And I think that's more important than the financing behind it.
Okay. I love it. I love it. Let me tell you, this is a lot to think about and it's a lot to talk about. It's a lot to put on the table as you are planning and thinking about how you are going to adjust your life, adjust your finances around what's happening in the broader economy, minimizing your expenses, increasing your saving, and making that decision if you're going to become a homeowner or move up into another home or downgrade into a home. I mean, all of these are things to consider during this very, very important time. Bryant, is there anything else? Are there any other considerations we haven't covered?
You know, buying is a long-term commitment to yourself, to your lenders, to your employer, to your family. And I think if we keep that in mind, it's a long-term commitment, then I think we'll all make better decisions. And then lastly, I would say manage your credit at all times because you never know when a situation in life is going to change that's going to make you either have to sell a house, buy a house, change employers, change residences. So be prepared so you don't have to get prepared. And I think you'll be okay. You know, right now Chase is offering $5,000 home buyer grants to help more customers cover closing costs and down payments in select minority neighborhoods nationwide. Ask your Chase advisor how you can take advantage of these opportunities. If you have any other questions, please reach out to us. We're here to help you. We love what we do. Give us a shout.
Absolutely. And that $5,000 home buyer grant can certainly help during times like the ones we are experiencing now. Can you give us, Bryant, where everybody can get in touch with you? Where can they go?
If you can go to the Chase Home Lending Advisor in Chicago, that's www.chase.com/community-lending. Myself and my peers, my name is Bryant Wingood, myself and my peers, you'll be able to find us there. And we're separated by location for the different branches that we work in. I tend to work in Chatham Village and Roseland and Auburn Gresham. I love my neighborhoods and I love my communities. So we're there for you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's so wonderful. I lived in Chatham at one point in my life. So yes, yes. Very, very warm, warm memories of the area. So you got it, everybody. Go to www.chase.com/community-lending. And remember what I said. If you are trying to figure anything out relating to your money and how it's all going to work together and what decisions you should make, especially if you are trying to buy a home or if you're already in a home, please contact your mortgage professional first. Bryant, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much for everything you did for us today.
Thank you, Dr. Richardson, for having me. It's been a pleasure. And I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Yes. I would love it.
I'm Lynn Richardson, and guess what? Your Jordan year is coming. That's right. 2023 is the year for you to win with your money. That's why New Wealth University is here to help you achieve the American dream. So this Cyber Monday, I am providing 50% off everything. My books, classes, webinars, coaching programs, and masterclasses, including the Recession Proof Masterclass, 10 Steps to Thriving During a Recession. Why? Because I'm not in a recession and you shouldn't be either. So I want you to create multiple streams of income, start a home-based business, get your credit in order, buy your first home, and now is the time for you to become a gold, platinum, or diamond member at New Wealth University.
For more information, go to asklynn.org.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Well, 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 it has been a home ownership day. You know, shows like this bring me back to the beginning. Shows like this remind me of who I was, who I am, and who I will be forevermore. No matter how far you go in life, always remember, honor, be grateful for, and thankful for where you began. For some of us, those beginnings don't necessarily bring great memories. But let me tell you something. If you are here standing, they certainly bring great lessons. They bring great blessings and they bring great wisdom. I had no idea what I was going to do with my life. As you know, I was born and raised in Chicago. My grandmother was 75 years old. Cleaning homes for wealthy people, putting me through college. And I didn't know a lot about money. I lived in the projects, LeClaire Courts. It no longer even exists. I remember the first time I was on a business trip and I had to fly in or out of Midway Airport. I don't remember which one. And I was in the car. I was in the vehicle with MC Light. And we drove past my old neighborhood and it wasn't there. Boy, let me tell you something. Whatever memories you have of where you used to be, where you came from, at least in many cases, you can go back and see that it's there. It was wiped away. It was as if my whole life, it was as if Grandma B, all the lessons I learned, all the friends I made, it was almost as if we had been wiped off of the face of the earth. What I remember growing up, is I lived in the projects and just a few blocks down, there were people who actually lived in homes, individual homes, not attached, separate from each other. And I thought, wow, these people must be rich. I didn't know that in 1970, you could buy a house on 46th and Cicero for $60,000 or $50,000. Whatever the number was at that time, it seemed so far out of reach for me and so far out of reach for Grandma B. I'm telling you today, homeownership is not out of reach for you. It is still a piece of the American dream. I had the privilege of having my brother and his two daughters and their mother come to my home during my birthday weekend. And I've been blessed. I live in a beautiful home in California on a mountain overlooking everything. And every day when I wake up, I get to see how many people can I help today? How many people need a word? How many people need encouragement? How many people need wisdom? That's the reason why I'm on a mountaintop. I don't know why anybody else is, but I'm there to see all of the people that I can bless. And let me tell you, I see you. You're listening. We don't necessarily see each other physically, but I see you. And I see your desires. I see your heart. I see your wishes. And I see your dreams. Let's make a deal. Let's lock arms. Let's lock minds. Let's lock energy. And let's help each other. There are a lot of reasons why Black and brown people don't have wealth.
systemic everything, racism, segregation, marginalization. But let me tell you, the number one reason why we don't have wealth is because we don't help each other. Let's help each other. That's what this show is all about. That's what the Millionaires Roundtable will always be about. So get help. Everything that you just heard here today, it is for your improvement. It is for your benefit. It is for your edification. It is for your elevation. Get some help and take somebody with you. God bless you. I'll talk to you next time. I'm Lynn Richardson, and guess what? Your Jordan year is coming. That's right. 2023 is the year for you to win with your money. That's why New Wealth University is here to help you achieve the American dream. So this Cyber Monday, I am providing 50% off everything. My books, classes, webinars, coaching programs, and masterclasses, including the Recession Proof Masterclass, 10 Steps to Thriving During a Recession. Why? Because I'm not in a recession, and you shouldn't be either. So I want you to create multiple streams of income, start a home-based business, get your credit in order, buy your first home, and now is the time for you to become a gold, platinum, or diamond member at New Wealth University.
For more information, go to asklynn.org.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You've seen me on Good Morning America, The Breakfast Club, and WVON. I'm so excited about sharing with you the Home Buyers Club. It's time for you to get the home of your dreams. No credit, no problem. Low credit, no problem. No down payment, no problem. I am excited about you getting a piece of the American dream. Join the Home Buyers Club today.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America, The Steve Harvey Show, or Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. Guess what? Did you know you can get your money back if you hire your kids? You can get your money back if you go out to eat? You can get your money back if you go on a vacation? Well, guess what? In my book, Get Your Money Back, Tax Deductions You Never Know About, I'm going to teach you how you can get your money back with your home-based business legally, ethically, and all with the permission of the IRS. Just go to asklynn.org. You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.